This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our show this hour is Tom Dreesen, a comedian that has been in the business over 50 years. He's a funny guy, and I tell you something, he's terrific on stage. I met Tom when he was opening for Frank Sinatra and spent a lot of great times with them. Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, will be joining us on the show. She's got a massive tour coming up here between now and July. From ABC Network News, Stephanie Humphrey is the tech reporter, and we'll learn the latest in technology. And then a comedian and actress talking about how to save money during tax time is Lauren Lapkus. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause, but we'll be right back with my first guest this second hour, comedian Tommy Dreesen.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. You have no idea how excited I am to have our next guest with us. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's a dear friend and one of the nicest guys, not only in show business, anywhere in the world. He's been on TV with 500 appearances on things like The Tonight Show with Johnny, David Letterman, Columbo. He's been on Murder, She Wrote. He's been everywhere, and he's out right now with a new book called Still Standing, my pal Tom Dreesen. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Thank you for joining us. It's been too long, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? How have you been?
I have been great.
When people say to me, do you really know Ron Sedgy? I said, yeah. They said, prove it. I said, he looks just like Brad Pitt. They said, you know him.
And I was getting concerned why we haven't talked. I don't know if it's something I said.
I know, Ronnie, and that's your fault. You know, it's all your fault. You know, it's just because I owe you money doesn't mean that you can't call me once in a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that I had that little case with the FBI, and I knew that you were, you didn't want to taint your reputation. So I just kind of stayed away. But, hey, you know, that's water over the dam. And
thank God you pleaded the fifth. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, blew the fifth, the eighth, the 27th. I'd plead anything they tell me to plead. Congratulations on this book. I have in front of me a book that is about 15 years old. It's called Tim and Tom, an American Comedy in Black and White. Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen, who, if you don't know, used to be a comedy team together. But I'm going to set that aside, and I'm going to ask for Still Standing. Tell us about this book. This is great.
This is my 51st year in show business. And as you pointed out, Tim Reed and I were America's first black and white comedy team. And we toured together 6 years, and then the team split up, and I went on my own, and as Tim did. And later, Tim later became Venus Flytrap on WKRP.
Right.
He was on a show called Sister, Sister. He played the father. He's got a brilliant career. And we're still the best of friends to this day. But I went off on my own, and when I started going on my own, I journaled. Everywhere I went, if something poignant or something funny happened, I'd write it down. And I've been collecting these stories for years. As you pointed out, I did 61 appearances on The Tonight Show, and that first appearance on The Tonight Show, how important it was. So I start writing those things down, and then I start touring with Sammy Davis Jr. and Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tony Orlando and Don, and, of course, finally touring with Frank Sinatra for 14 years as his opening act. I put it all together, and a couple years ago, I said, I want to write a book. And the title, as you point out, is called Still Standing, because it's a double entendre. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian for 51 years, and I'm still doing it. So I'm still standing. But I've also been knocked down a lot in my life, and physically knocked down, as the book points out. You know, but I got back up again. And a lot of rejections, and as we all go through in our life, and especially in show business, but I wouldn't let it defeat me, and I kept getting back up again.
Up to the point that you were on The Tonight Show back in 1975, it was very, very tough. That was the turning point. You made a deal that, you know, God treated you kind of unfairly up to that point, but then the rest of the life, he said, hey, this is yours.
I've always felt like God said, the first half of your life, I'm going to put a load on you, but if you survive, the second half is on me,
mm-hmm.
and God kept his promise.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. There's a funny story that he was my only chance to meet Frank Sinatra. Tom says, I'm going to be in Daytona. Come backstage at intermission, and I'll introduce you to Frank Sinatra. So I go back with my wife, and I see the sign says Frank Sinatra on the door, and I walk down about 10 steps, and Tom's dressing room is on the right. He's already done his first set. And I'm standing in the hallway waiting for Mr. Sinatra to come out. Tom says, you should come in and have a glass of wine. So that's a good idea. I go in and have a glass of wine, come back in the hallway, bingo, he's gone. He's on stage. You got to tell the story, Tom, about the time that he woke you up in the middle of the night to meet you at a bar.
Frank Sinatra never went to bed till the sun came up. He was nocturnal. So whether we were on the road or off the road, when the sun came up, Frank went to bed. So oftentimes we were off the road. I would go stay at his house. He had a compound down in Rancho Mirage in the Palm Springs area. And a huge compound. And the compound was the main house where he stayed, and there were swimming pools and tennis courts. They had bungalows on the outer perimeter of the compound called Strangers in the Night, Tender Trap, New York, New York, My Way, and they're named after his songs.
Sure.
And he would come and get me some nights at 2:30, 3 in the morning and say, Tommy, let's go take a ride. One particular night, there was a bar down the street called Chaplin's Bar, and Frank loved to go in there. It was on Frank Sinatra Drive. But Sydney closed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would give Frank the keys and say, you know, the bar is yours. You know, Frank would always leave enough money there. And once in a while, a bartender would stay because Frank tipped $100 whenever you brought him one drink. Somebody would like to hang there. But in this particular night, you know, Frank always locked the front door at 2 o'clock, and we stayed in there till the sun came up. He forgot to lock the front door. And now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to him, looking over his shoulder, and I see a car pull up, and a woman gets out of the passenger side. There's two women in there, and she comes running in the bar. She runs up right behind him. She said, excuse me, excuse me. Did they have a jukebox in here? And Frank Sinatra turned around and looked her right in the face and said, I'm sorry, what did you say? She said, did they have a jukebox in here? And Frank looked around and he said, no, I don't think so. No, they don't. He said, I'll sing for you. She said, no, thanks. And she turned around and she walked out. He looked at her like a little boy was watching her go out the door. And I said, she obviously didn't recognize you. He said, maybe she did.
Maybe she did. I've told that story so many times. That is a great story. You know, you've got this thing that you got going via Zoom of the man who made Sinatra laugh. Tell us about that, Tommy.
We can't perform now because of the COVID thing all over America. The Frank Sinatra fans all over the world are always writing to me, can you tell me about this, tell me about that. So what I did, I put together a Zoom broadcast. It was called The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And they sent me all their questions. And I was on it for 2 hours. But I would answer their questions with a poignant story or a very funny story. You know, lessons I learned from Frank Sinatra along the way and stuff like that. So it was really an entertaining. I thought it was going to last. We thought it would last an hour. It lasted 2 hours.
Wow.
And was very successful.
And the book is out right now. It's available anywhere you can buy books?
Amazon.com, by the way, will get it to your house in 2 days. They're amazing. Yeah. I wish I'd have invested in that stock. They're amazing.
Yeah, you order like a paperclip and they deliver it. You know, it's amazing. I don't know how they make any money, but they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen your buddy, the helmet hair fellow, Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him the other day, and Jimmy Darren, James Darren,
yeah.
You know, two buddies of mine from Philadelphia, and Bobby Rydell and I just did a show. You know, I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I know.
But when I came out here to the West Coast, I never got along well with show business people. I think they're mostly a bunch of prima donna, spoiled brats, who most of them never worked a day in their life and do not know what it's like to work a day in their life. I'm talking about real work.
Yeah.
So I gravitated more toward neighborhood guys. Frankie Avalon,
right.
Bobby Rydell, Jimmy Darren, they're all from South Philadelphia. Joe Pesci's from New Jersey. Joe Mantegna, Gary Sinise, Eddie Marinaro, you know, Frankie Valli. We just sit around and tell stories and stuff like that. So those are the kind of guys I still am friends with to this day. Smokey Robinson from Detroit, you know.
And you're right about that. And your description of show business people is also applicable to politicians who never worked a day in their life and get a time. It's the same kind of situation. When this COVID thing ends, are you going to go back out then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know what inspired me, Ronnie? Many years ago, I was working at Harrah's with Sammy Davis Jr., and George Burns was appearing next door at Caesars in Lake Tahoe. And I had done the Dean Martin roasting George, and I'd met him before that, and I really liked him a lot. And so after my show, I went over to catch his show, and I watched. He was 95 years old. He didn't run out to the microphone, but when he got out there, he did a strong hour and 10 minutes. And afterward, I went backstage, and then he was looking at some notes. And I walked into his dressing room, and I said to him, "Hey, George, how you doing?" He looked up from his notes. He said, "Oh, hi, Tommy." He said, "I was working on some new material tonight." And I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be 95 years old working on new material. Yeah. So that's how I want to go out, you know.
I asked Milton Berle one time, "Do you want to retire?" And he said, "To what?" So he said, if I go, people recognize me, so I might as well get paid for it. People ask me, "When are you going to retire?" I said, "This is not a heavy lifting job. No, I'm not digging a ditch someplace. Nice and air conditioned here. I get to talk to Tom Dreesen. I mean, life couldn't be better."
Frank Sinatra told me one time, I said, "Frank, about retirement." He said, "Tommy, we'll quit going to see them when they quit coming to see us."
Oh.
What a good line, huh?
Well, and he knew that was never going to happen, so that still standing, available on Amazon, every place else. And we can check into this Zoom here to see the show?
No, I haven't got one. I may do it again.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and what I'll do is I'll send out the word and call you and let you tell everybody. And all it is they simply go to a link,
right,
and link on the man who made Sinatra laugh. And if they can go to my website, TomDreesen.com, which is DREESEN. Most people spell my name wrong, but TomDreesen.com. You can find out whatever you want there.
Tom, do me a favor, though, okay?
Sure.
Really, let's not talk like every 50 years, all right? I mean, you're a great guy, great friend. When I found out that you were going to be on the show today, I said, this is fantastic. I always enjoy talking to you. So let's stay in contact, and then when you start touring again, you'll see me in the front row.
I appreciate that, Ron. And do you have a guest house or a guest room? Because I may want to come and spend a couple of years.
I have a beautiful guest room. I got a pool. I got a car collection. Your home is my home. And the price is right up your alley.
It's in an alley?
No. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
You got it. Thanks, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interview. Always appreciate your interviews. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. And still standing. Get it on Amazon. Tommy Dreesen has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA, it's Ron Segi today, and my next guest is a longtime friend of the show. She's quite a lady, and aside from writing 4 books, she is one of the most unique individuals that I've ever met. She is the Long Island medium, and she's bringing her platinum experience tour to an area that's probably near you, because you're going to be in a lot of cities. Joining us right now is Teresa Caputo. Hi, Teresa, how are you? So nice to hear your voice again.
It's so nice to hear your voice, too, Ron. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you having me back.
So this tour that I'm looking at is unbelievable. It starts on the 6th of next month, goes all the way to July. You're going to be near us in Lakeland, Florida on the 19th of April, and you're going to be in my hometown at a theater that I recently played with my orchestra, and that's in Erie, Pennsylvania at the Warner Theater. They just remodeled it. You're going to love that date.
Oh, I do. I love Erie. I haven't been there in several years. It'll be great. I hope you're going to come down and check out the show, Ron.
I might be in the area at that time. Now, Teresa, let's go back a little bit, okay? You were like 4 or 5 years old when you started sensing a spirit. And, you know, when you're 4 or 5 years old and you tell that to your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, they think you're crazy, you know, but you actually felt this and probably was rather confused at that age, were you not?
I didn't realize, Ron, what I was sensing and feeling. Like, I thought everyone felt and saw the same thing that I did. And I come from a very spiritual and a very strong faith family, so no one ever really made a big deal about the things that I would say. And it honestly wasn't until late in my 20s that I realized that I have the ability not only to connect with my own loved ones, but everyone else's. And that's something that I want everyone to realize, too, whether they come to my show or just listening to us right now, that you still have that connection with your departed loved ones. That soul bond can never and will never be broken. And all those little things that go on around you that you might think that are odd or weird or maybe just a coincidence or just remind you of someone that has died, to know that that's a little hello from heaven. That is your loved one reminding you that their soul is still with you.
I dream a lot of my parents, my brother who passed away. And my wife dreams about her mother and my mother. And, you know, we're talking and having a good time. And I do this more often than I'd not. Is that any kind of an indication of what's going on? Or is it just the fact that they're on my conscience?
That's an actual visitation. So I, Ron, actually do not dream of my loved ones that have passed away. I don't connect with them in that way. So what happens is when you dream of a loved one and you remember them so vividly, like as if you were just with them and they're smiling and they show you that they're how they were before they died, that's a visitation of them letting you know that they are with you. Some people actually have conversations where they hear, you know, a message from their loved one. Some people have them once, some people never, and some people like yourself have them quite often.
I look at that as kind of a remembrance thing, but maybe I should look into it a little bit more. Now, when you were young and you had this, first found this out, it actually was a debilitating anxiety for you, and I would imagine it would be for a young person to see this. How did you handle that, Teresa?
I blocked it. I didn't realize it, but I was blocking it, which then I wasn't releasing the energy, so it caused for me a tremendous amount of anxiety, because when I connect with spirit and the soul, they also make me feel how they died. So, like, for example, I could be in a store and all of a sudden feel, like, say, a father figure with me, and then all of a sudden I feel like I can't breathe. I'll literally feel like for a split second I can't breathe. So, back in the day, I used to think, oh, my God, there's something wrong with me, and I would leave the store. But what was happening was I was leaving the energy behind. So that's what I had to understand and learn, is that what I was feeling wasn't always my feelings and emotions of what was happening to me. It could be someone around me. So, like, even at the night of the show, you'll see me trying to take a deep breath, trying to clear my throat. I feel physical things. Spirit brings me through their departure, the way that they died, to also give peace to the person receiving the message.
Well, you just answered a question I was going to ask you, and that is, when you walk down a mall and you see or hear signs of people walking around you, does that happen, I guess, is the question. Do you see things or hear things about people that they even didn't ask you about? They're just passing you.
Absolutely. I specifically remember a time being, I say things to people. This was before I was, quote unquote, the Long Island medium, where now I walk into a room and everyone starts talking to their dead relatives. But this is before that time. I remember being in, I believe I was in like Bloomingdale's or Macy's, and I was at the perfume counter, and I hear in my head, tell her I love her perfume. And I'm like, what the? And I'm looking around, there's nobody there. And then, like, literally a second later, a woman comes up next to me, and she's standing there, and she's trying to get the woman's attention behind the counter. And I just turned to her and said, oh, I said, I love your perfume. And she looked at me, and she started crying, and she said, this was my mom's perfume. And I would always yell at her and tell her that I hated the perfume, but I wore it today because today is her birthday and she passed away.
Wow.
She's like, you just made me feel so much better. Thank you that you like my mom's perfume. And like, she was like laughing and crying in that moment. Had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
Had no idea that her mom is the one that told me to tell her that.
Well, now, do you ever tell somebody bad news?
We only want positive and empowering messages, unless if it can help us or prevent something. If not, I treat spirit like my children. If you have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all.
So if you see it or hear it or feel it, you won't say it. That's good.
Oh, no, no, no. Spirit won't show it to me. If there's nothing that we can prevent, I only want positive and empowering things. This is about healing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about anything else but giving us the peace and knowing that we should not be carrying any burdens or guilt, or maybe just simply letting someone know that their loved one hasn't missed out on their life, that they still know what is going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I learned that over the years, Ron, because, you know, what I started to realize that there were common ways people die and common burdens and guilt that we carry. Why every reading that I do is unique, and it's never the same, because with every healing message spirit has me deliver, they have to validate it with something completely unique to the person that spirit is speaking to. Someone might come to a show, Ron, with a list and saying, okay, if my dad is going to come through, he's going to say this, 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 and this. I can guarantee you that your loved ones might talk about some of those things, but there's going to be things that are not on your list, because I need spirit to bring up things that there's no way that I would know about, find out about, and really validating that there really is more to life than just here in the physical world, and that your loved ones are still with you. That is my main message, what I want people to walk away with.
Teresa, there's a lot of dates here. If people want to check all the dates that you're going to be touring with this Platinum Experience, what is the website they can go to?
They can just go to my website at teresacaputo.com. You can find an information about my tour dates, my podcast, anything you need to know about me.
Teresa, it's always delightful having you here, and we look forward to a great tour for you, and maybe I'll see you in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much, Ron. Have a great day.
You too. Our guest has been the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. If you go to her website, you will be able to find out the cities, the places, all the information you're going to need. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon, and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, I'm anxious to talk to our next guest because it has to do with all of our lives, believe it or not. She is a technology specialist, but she's also a contributor to ABC News and shows like Good Morning America, The Harry Show, of course, hosted by our friend Harry Connick Jr. We're going to be talking about technology in our lives, and she does have a new book out called Don't Let Your Digital Footprint Kick You in the Butt. Boy, isn't that true. Stephanie Humphrey joins us. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fantastic, Ron. Thanks for having me.
You know, there was a time in our lives when technology first surfaced, especially the computer age and all this digital stuff, where it was great for fun, kind of just peripheral, if you will.
Right.
Now it is a way of life. It is a necessity. If you're not connected some way, some shape, some form, you're out of the loop. And it makes life a lot of times easier, even though people who don't want to change think it's hard.
But it's not. It really is, you know, because a lot of the stories I cover, Ron, for the networks include all kind of technology, and it's really impacting everything now, from travel to healthcare. So, you know, as a former engineer, in addition to everything else I do, I really like to encourage people to embrace new technology. I know it can be a little scary, but you really want to do what you can every day to learn a little bit more about it, because it really can improve your life and make your life easier.
So how do you do that and improve your life? Because there's no question about it. With everything available to us today, it is a better life.
Well, you start with some products, and I have some tech that was created to help make parenting easier, and this is one of my new favorites. It's from Yoga Sleep Baby, and they're the creators of the original Dome White Noise Machine, and they're introducing the Oma All-in-One Baby Monitor. This is a device every parent has dreamed of, because it combines the functions of multiple nursery devices into one. So it's designed to grow with the baby into childhood. You get some customizable scheduling features, so you can actually train toddlers to stay in bed until a designated wake-up time. You'll get high-definition monitoring, and you get that soothing pink noise that helps the little ones fall asleep. So get more info about Oma at yogasleep.com or target.com.
You know, Stephanie, that white noise, the pink noise, whatever color noise you're talking about, is good for adults too, is it not?
It absolutely is. I think this could probably help anybody that wanted to get a restful night's sleep, but you really want to get those little ones, you know, in a schedule and off on the right foot, because we know how important sleep can be for folks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, of all ages. Smart homes. People hear of smart homes. What is a smart home? Now, I know what a smart home is because
right.
My wife tells me that we have a smart home. But what is a smart home, Stephanie?
Is a home that has some of its operations connected to the internet. So, for instance, you could have a smart connected garage door, and the MyQ Smart Garage Control is a quick and easy smart home upgrade that lets you link your existing garage door opener to the MyQ app. So now you can conveniently open and close your garage door from anywhere. You'll get real-time alerts when the kids get home. You can remotely let the dog walker in, and you can have all of those Amazon packages and groceries delivered to your garage when you link the MyQ app with the Amazon key. So now you don't have to sit around scheduling your whole life around deliveries, because the packages will stay safe in the garage until you're ready to pick them up.
A very short backstory. My son lives in St. Louis. I live in Orlando. 3 o'clock in the morning, about 2 months ago, we find out our garage door is opening up. Now, if you don't think that isn't frightening,
that's
it is
terrifying.
Terrifying. Only to find out that he in St. Louis, who has the app for the garage door, accidentally put it up, okay? It scared the devil out of all of us here in Orlando. But, you know,
listen,
when you think
about
it.
The house mouse can be too smart, right?
That's right. How about health? How does it affect health technology?
Well, I think, you know, we are using tech more for healthcare with our personal medical records. Telehealth was huge over, especially during the pandemic. It really provided a way for doctors to have, you know, sort of face-to-face contact with people when they couldn't see them in person. So, you know, the telehealth industry at all just exploded during the pandemic, and I really think we're going to see a lot more of that kind of thing going forward. And it helps people who are remote or can't easily get to a doctor get the health care that they need.
Can technology save you money? And I don't mean from purchasing an item, but I mean from just saving money on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Technology can save you a lot of money, and one of my personal picks for this is Slick Deals. Now, this is where you go when you do want to buy some stuff, but this is a site where shoppers are helping other shoppers. It's the only shopping platform that's powered by millions of real people out there who discover, share, and vet the best deals at any given time. So the site, the app, the loyalty program, that's going to connect millions of users around the world who share deals from top retailers like Walmart and Amazon, all those other places we love to get our stuff from. And you can know you're getting the best product at the best price with Slick Deals. So 12 million other people helping you find the best deals is a pretty good deal if you ask me. And you can also set deal alerts. So if you're shopping for something specific, you get that notification when the match gets posted.
We always hear of virtual reality. What actually is virtual reality?
So VR is that construction of a different plane of reality on the internet. So think about, I don't know if you've ever used any of those VR headsets or anything like that, but they really create this immersive experience where you get transported almost into a separate world, but it only lives on the internet. So it's an online virtual world that you get to take part in as a real person. So it's that combination of physical and online smushed together.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world. Tell us a little bit about what's in your book, Don't Let Your Digital Footprint Kick You in the Butt. I love the name of that title there.
That's absolutely great. But can I tell you about one more thing for your smart home before I do?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you're thinking about smart products, Sync is from the family of GE-branded smart home products, and they are super easy to install and use because I know people get a little bit intimidated when you got to start connecting things via Bluetooth with the app and all that stuff, but Sync makes it super easy to do. The Sync app lets you control all of those smart devices with just one single app, and I actually have Sync light strips in my home right now because I do a little content creation, and I have the light strips, and they set up in minutes. You literally just connect them to the app and then stick them up wherever you want them, and then the app will let you change your decor and customize the colors. You get unlimited accent colors, so you get that pink vibe, that little blue glow in the background, maybe underneath your television or something like that. So really get to customize your environment with the Sync line of products, and you can get smart bulbs, strips, switches, thermostats, plugs, cameras, all the Sync line of products at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
Sounds great. And your book, and the theme of your book is
not letting your digital footprint kick you in the butt. So this is really a conversation about, you know, how to be a little bit more mindful and intentional on social media, especially because, you know, we do all these little things on the internet. We send emails, we send text messages, we go on social media, we do a lot of stuff on the internet that make up our digital footprint, but we're not always aware of where that footprint can lead us. So the book helps you understand where that digital footprint can lead you, what might happen if you're headed in the wrong direction, and then what you can do to get your digital footprint on the right track.
That is so important. Hey, Stephanie, where can we go for more information on everything we talked about today and even more?
So to get all of the information about the cool products we talked about, you can visit tipsontv.com.
And
you can get my book on Amazon.
Very good. Tipsontv.com and her book on Amazon, Don't Let Your Digital Footprint Kick You in the But our guest has been ABC News tech reporter, our friend Stephanie Humphrey. Stephanie, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back, okay?
Thanks. Thanks so much, Ron. I enjoyed the conversation.
And I did, too. Wow, a lot of information to digest, but good information, too, about technology in the 21st century. I love hearing about all the latest technology that's out there, but sometimes makes me feel like a real dope. I mean, I want to feel like I'm ahead of the game, but boy, it goes so quick, it's hard to stay ahead of the curve. Hey, we want to invite you to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. I know I mentioned that a few times on the show, but we really want you to go there and visit it every once in a while and become friends with us, because on the homepage, there's an icon that says friends, and you and I can become friends on Facebook. There's also another icon that says listen live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's one other website I'd like you to check out, and that's segisings.com, where you can learn about my latest tour with our 15-piece orchestra. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, our next guest is a very talented and lovely lady. She's an Emmy-nominated actress and a comedian. You've seen her in Orange is the New Black, Jurassic World, The Wrong Missy, Between Two Ferns, also on television with The Big Bang Theory, Good Girls Crashing. Joining us right now is Lauren Lapius. Hi, Lauren. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm good. You have such a great voice.
Well, thank you very much, and you are a great talent, so we're a match in heaven.
Thank you.
Couldn't get any better than this, I'll tell you. This is the way to go. You know, Lauren, I don't know how you do this, but you have a busy, busy schedule, as I just alluded to. But you are now getting involved with talking about how to save and do better at tax time. First of all, how did an actress and a comedian get involved with taxes? Because I know that we all have to pay them, but it's not fun. You know what I'm saying? It's not happy.
I know. Isn't it obvious? I think taxes are the best time of the year. It's just a blast. I do think saving money is very important, and I really value that and being on top of your finances. So that was what made sense to me about pairing with Straight Talk. I think it's really important to save your money and be aware of where you're spending.
You know, that's very unusual in the entertainment business because I've been in it a long, long time. There's a lot of people that just don't pay any attention to their taxes. Now, I know that it's not just the entertainment industry. A lot of businesses are like that. And the sad part about it is that a lot of times that can get you in a whole bunch of trouble. So what are some of your suggestions on how to save money and to make this time of the year not so brutal on us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the best things you can do to save money is to switch to Straight Talk because it's a wireless service where you get unlimited talk, text, and data for only $45 a month. So then all that money that you were spending on your phone plan can go towards something more exciting or just things you need in your life.
Well, you know, when you think of taxes, I don't know if you think of Straight Talk. So give me the analogy there because you're right. I mean, you're very, very on the money on that one.
Yeah, the analogy is really that it's like getting a tax refund all year long. Like every single month you're getting money back because you're not spending it on your phone plan anymore. And so it's really just a great way to do it because you get the same wireless service that you get with all the dependable networks, and there's no contract. It's just a $45 a month plan.
You know, I think a lot of times we get latched into plans because we're sold, for all intents and purposes, a bill of goods that this is going to be the key to your lifetime of convenience and ease and so many other things. And then you find out because you look at the bill at the end of the month, you think, where did all this money go in a phone service? And Straight Talk doesn't do that.
Totally. That's what makes it so great, because you don't have that contract. You're not locked in that way. You just get to get your unlimited talk, text, and data for just $45 a month. So, I mean, it's a really great deal.
Now, is it something that did you have to renew monthly, or can you say I want it for a year?
You can do it however you want to do it. The benefit is that you don't have that contract that you're locked into like you do with other networks.
I think a lot of times people think that kind of an arrangement is inferior, and it really is not. First of all, the use of cell phones is kind of universal, so you're getting the same great service that you would get normally with another carrier.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why it's so beneficial to switch, because you can save so much money that you're not, you know, I think people don't realize that you can get the same service for less money.
I'm just going to say that. What about the services? You can get everything you get other places?
Yeah, it's the same nationwide coverage that you get on all the dependable networks that you're familiar with, and it's equal to all of that.
That sounds fantastic. That really does. And I can understand now why you got involved with this. Tell us a little bit of what's happening in your career, Lauren. I know you have a new animated series coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're working on it right now. It's called Bad Crimes. It's a Netflix animated series. And it's a dark comedy crime procedural, so it's basically like if Law and Order was like funny and crazy and raunchy and animated. So it's really, really fun. And it stars me and Nicole Byer, who is a fantastic stand-up comedian and actress, and she's the host of Nailed It on Netflix and Wipeout with John Cena. She's got a million jobs. And we're having so much fun making this show. It's really, really funny. We play FBI agents who are really, you know, kind of up their own, you know, up. They're obsessed with trying to find men in their lives as opposed to working on the crimes that they're solving, even though they're very good at that as well.
Now, when you do stuff that's animated, you're doing voiceover work, and I've talked to many actors and actresses that feel this way, and I just wondered if you did too. Is it more fun because, first of all, you don't have to put on, you know, all the gear, all the makeup, everything has to be right, and cast just perfectly and, you know, march off. You can almost be yourself and you become more animated, not to use a pun that you're doing an animated series, but you can have more fun with it because you don't have to look at the camera and you can make faces and do stuff and it's just easier. I don't want to say from the standpoint of a talent, but it's easier from the standpoint of not being someone else and being yourself.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the most fun things about it because you can do, you know, with voice acting, you can play characters that are nothing like yourself. I would never be cast as a little boy, but I have played little boys in cartoons, and that's really, really fun for me, and I love getting to do all different types of voices and have a lot of fun with that. So I do think it's great to just be able to have that freedom where they can draw you however they want.
Being on the radio for 1,000 years like I have, I've had an ambition. I've never told this to anybody, Lauren. I'm going to tell you, okay? And my ambition, I know I can do different things on radio that people don't see that I couldn't get away with on television. I always wanted to be in a costume like you have at the football games or baseball games, their character, and act like a complete fool and nobody have no clue who you are.
Could hook you up with that. We can get you in a mascot costume. Let's do this.
Okay. Let's put this on paper. Let's get it done. Let's go back to saving money for a second, okay? Do you buy a card for this, or can you just can call in and get it settled on your own phone number? Tell us how that works, Lauren.
Yeah, I mean, all the info that you need is at straighttalk.com or walmart.com, and they really break it down really simply for you, so that would be the best way to get all that information, that any questions that you have can be answered on those websites.
Is it applicable to all kinds of cell phones?
Yeah, they have a ton of different cell phone options and plans and all different types of things where you can get exactly what you need in your life to make it easy for yourself.
Oh, sounds like a winner. Where can we go for more information on that particular subject?
Yeah, go to straighttalk.com or walmart.com.
Sounds like going to straighttalk.com and walmart.com. And good advice, really good advice. Now, the big question is, when does this animated series start?
Well, we're waiting on our start date because we're in the middle of recording it now, so it takes them a little while to start animating all this stuff. That's where animation starts to take a bit of time because they got to make it look good. But we're in the process now, so hopefully we'll have a release date soon.
Well, when you do that, please come back and let's chat about that a little bit. You're a good guest.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lauren, you have a great day. Thanks for the information, and we look forward to having you back on the show, okay? Stay safe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been one talented lady, as I mentioned in the introduction. She is an Emmy-nominated actress and comedian, best known for a lot of works, and she is getting us straight and on the money when it comes to saving money with StraightTalk.com, where a site that you can visit to save a ton of money on your cell bill, which it does. And we want to invite you to visit our website, which is RonSegi.com. That's RONSEGGI.com. When you get on the main page, there's an icon that says Facebook. Hit it, and you and I can become friends on Facebook. And there's another icon that says Listen Live. And when you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There is more to come with Ron Segi.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Yakov Smirnoff, Todd Hoffman from the Hoffman Family Gold, that's going to be airing a new season. From the Moody Blues, John Lodge, actress, comedian, and the host of A Rat in the Kitchen, a new culinary show, is Natasha Leggerio. Comedian Tom Dreesen. The Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo. From ABC Network News, their tech reporter, Stephanie Humphrey. And comedian and actress Lauren Lapkus. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.